Next up on the call is Penn State's Coquise Washington. After going 21-11 last year and reaching the third round of last year's WNIT, the Lady Lions have three starters back, including all Big Ten honoree Tania Page. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could give us an opening statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
I'm excited for the season to start. Can't get here soon enough, and look forward to some exciting basketball in Big Ten play.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Charles Hallman, Minnesota spokesman.
Yes, good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask you, there were several rule changes this year. Have you had a chance to get your players acclimated to it, or have they made that much of a significant difference that it changes the game in your respect?
Yeah, I don't think the rules changes this year will have a significant impact necessarily on, you know, on play in terms of, you know, some of the rules changes we had in the past with hand checking and things of that nature. These are more administrative, so to speak. So I don't think it'll have a big impact.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Vera, good, thanks.
So Tania Page, last I heard, was really, really good. How do you define her supporting cast? Who can we look to this year that you think will make a both an impact offensively and defensively as well?
Well, I'm hoping some of our freshmen last year we'll be able to step up and have more expanded and impactful roles. In particular, Amari Carter, you know, she started at guard for us last year, finished top 13 in the country in a turnover ratio, and started to gain her confidence and kind of gain her momentum the second half of the season in conference play. So she's playing with a lot of confidence right now. Coming back from two ACL. So I'm expecting her to step up a little bit. Jada Green was another freshman who started for us, starting about halfway through the year. Terrific three-point shooter, long. She's somebody who's capable of impacting us on both ends of the floor. And then Dejanae Boykin is just a really talented kid who hasn't played yet in her college career, you know, fighting through injuries. And so she's finally healthy and, I'm looking forward to her getting out on the floor and making some plays for us.
All right. I'll be looking for it. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I ask this, and I don't mean this in any negative way at all, but the Big Ten has been for several years now and just continues to be an enormous volleyball power. And there's been some thought that in some ways that makes it a little tougher for the Big Ten as a women's basketball conference, because if you're recruiting in your area, in the Big Ten area, which I know is large, but in a lot of those states, volleyball can be more direct competition. And that's not necessarily the case with every conference. Maybe it's becoming a little bit more, but especially there at Penn State, where they've, you know, won so many seven national championships. Is volleyball a competition a little bit in terms of the athletes that the Big Ten gets, or is that just? I guess how do you approach that?
Yeah, I don't see that. That's not my experience. We don't really compete with volleyball for athletes. And I think it's more of a positive for us at Penn State anyway. You know, our volleyball team being successful continues to shine a light on Penn State athletics, much like with our football team being successful, our wrestling team being successful. It just shines a light on how dynamic and across the board comprehensive athletic success can be here at Penn State. You know, throughout the conference, I think it's encouraging that our volleyball teams are doing so well. And it's really kind of cropped up, you know, probably the last, you know, 5 to 8 years. So it's encouraging for us if we can, women's basketball, we continue to do the job from a recruiting standpoint, you know, schools hiring the right coaches and the right administrators, the right support staff. Women's basketball can be really, really good. And I think we're moving in the right direction in those spaces from a recruiting standpoint. We've got some really good players in our conference, and we've got some really good coaches who do a great job of game planning, great job of preparation, fantastic job of in-game adjustment. So I'm encouraged about the state of women's basketball in the Big Ten.
If I could follow up with a different question, in terms of, forgive me, it's more of a general question, but, you know, from the time when you were, you know, a point guard, when you, you know, played in the backcourt in college and even all up into the WNBA, I feel like that position has evolved somewhat. I wonder what you see in kids now, because I talk to coaches who feel like, you know, the traditional, if you will, point guard role has changed some with younger players now, and I wonder if you see that or how you coach, or if you'd coach point guards a little differently than maybe how you were coached.
Yeah, I absolutely think there's been a transformation in the position. I think a couple of things have attributed to that. Number one, I think the position is getting taller. You know, when I played, I was the average height of a point guard. Now I'd be a small point guard. So I think the position is getting taller. And the other thing I think is the point guards are becoming more versatile. They're not just being quote-unquote floor generals and directing traffic and getting other people shots and getting other people in the right spots. They're dual and triple threats. You know, their ability to score, create shots for themselves, as well as creating shots for their teammates, is now a premium. And so you're getting players who can do more things and impact the game in different ways. So I definitely think the position has changed and transformed, and I think it's for the better.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.